Guinea's capital is busy again. But after the deadly protests, some things will never be the same. In markets, the price of rice has gone up and will probably never go back to pre-strike levels. Instead of bringing prices down as was hoped, the protest action worsened inflation. The price of gasoline also nearly doubled. In the slums of Conakry, families are mourning the dead. Amadou Ouri Diallo was killed by a soldier's bullet to the head. His brother remains defiant.
I have a right to defend myself. I have a right to defend Guinea. We must all fight for change. I am not afraid to die. I have suffered too much.
A few streets down, a father mourns his son. He was also killed by security forces on the deadliest day of the strike. The father remembers how his son's friend came to break the news. He said, "I need your help with Adjaman." I said, "Why can't you help him?" He said, "They shot him down." I said, "Did you leave him in the streets?" He said, "Yes." I asked him, "Is his blood on your shoes?" He said, "Yes." I knew then that my son was dead. His friend would have never left him behind, alive. Guineans who used to be afraid to speak out, afraid they would be arrested, now gather in courtyards talking about politics.
Change is still needed, and this change needs to happen on all levels, economic, social, cultural. Everything is oppressive here. Before, we were too afraid to even talk, but now we are really determined. If they don't want real change, they will have to kill us all.
Guineans now wait to see if the changes under the strike-ending deal go far enough, or whether they will have to go back on the streets to protest. Nico Columbant, VOA News.